Sarvebhyo Namaha Swagatam. Welcome to session number 8 in Spoken Sanskrit. We will start the class with a prarthana, a prayer. We will say the prayer 3 times together. Om. Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Vavatu.
सहवीर्यं
करमावहै
ॐ शान्ति
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 ॐ
सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै
ॐ
शान्ति
शान्ति
सहनावतु
सहनौ भुनक्तु सह
वीनामदीतमस्तु
मावहै
ॐ
शान्ति
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 हरि ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ सो लास्ट वीक वी डिस्कस्ड उत्तम पुरुषः इन लट् लकारः. We also did things like patami, patamaha, patatu and patantu. So we will start with the revision of kriya padami and then go to our main topic. Radha Bhagini, would you like to explain the slide, read and explain the slide?
I think I'll skip my turn.
Okay. Okay, Bhagini, no problem. Then Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to explain this slide?
Yeah. We have Pratham Purushaha and Uttama Purushaha, which has both Ekavachanam and Bahuvachanam. In Pratham Purushaha, Ramaha, you have Thi, Ramaha, Patati. And for the Bahuvachanam, it will be Patanti, Ramaha, Patanti. In Uttama Purushaha, Ramaha, Patami, Ramaha, Patamaha. अहं पठामि वयं पठामि.
You explained very well, Mahodaya. So here we did the Lat Lakaraha, and last week we discussed the Uttama Purushaha of Lat Lakaraha. So we also did things like Patatu. So it is called Lot Lakaraha. So Nandini Bhagini, would you like to explain this slide?
Yes, Bhagini. Balakaha Likhatu. Let the boy write. We are
talking here, Balakaha is Ekavachanam. Likhatu
order or request? Order.
Order, it is order. Balakaha likhatu is order. Balakaha Krupaya likhatu is request. So, Balakaha likhatu, let the boy write.
Lahatu.
Do you want me to read other also?
Okay, Bhagini.
Saha vahatu, let him carry. Eshaha dhavatu, let this person run. Gayakaha gayatu, let the singer sing. Sevakaha vastram prakshalayatu, let the servant wash the clothes. Bala shlokam patatu, let the girl read the verse. Esha prashnam pruchhatu, let this person ask a question.
Very good, Bhagini. Srinivasa Mahodaya, in Balakaha Likhatu, can we say Balika Likhatu?
Balika Likhatu, we can say.
Very good, Mahodaya. The Vachanam does, Likhatu, it doesn't depend on the Vachanam. If it is Pulingam, or Strilingam, or Napumsakalingam, Likhatu won't change. In Ekavachanam.
Right.
So, here, Brinda Bhagini, here, what is the difference from Lat and Lot?
Lat Lakara, this is Ekavachanam Pathati, and Lot Lakara is request. So, Pathatu is ordering somebody to read.
Very good, Bhagini. So, here we have Saha Patati. So, what Vachanam is it?
This is Ek Vachanam. Lat Lakara Ek Vachanam.
So, what does Saha Patati mean?
He reads.
Very good, Bhagini. Te patanti, what does that mean?
They read.
Very good, Bhagini. Saha patatu, what does that mean, Bhagini?
Please let him read. Or let him read.
Very good, Bhagini. So here we know the difference between Lat and Lot. These are just examples. So, Saha Gachati means he goes. Te Gachanti means they go. Then Saha Gachatu, let him go. Bhavan Gachatu, you go.
Go.
So, are there any questions about this?
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini?
What does Lat Lakaraha and Lot Lakaraha mean?
Lat Lakaraha is present tense. Mm-hmm. Like someone is doing something right now. Like Saha Gachati, he is going, he goes. That is for Patati. That is Lat Lakaraha. But Lot Lakaraha, it is present tense. Lot Lakaraha, it's a request or order form. You're requesting somebody to do something or you're ordering them to do something. It's called Agnya or Prarthana.
Okay, thank you, Bhagini.
So next, we have Aishwarya Bhagini. Would you like to read the first sentence and explain it?
Sure, Bhagini. This slide is about Lot Lakaraha.
the first one is nataah nrityanti, which means let the dancers dance. So in because it's lot lakara, which is order or request form, we are ordering the dancers to dance. So we say nataah, which is dancers, nrityantu is dance for bahuvachana. So both words over here are in bahuvachana.
Is it lat lakara or lot lakara, bhagini?
It is lot lakara.
Mm-hmm. Very good, bhagini. What will be the lat lakara, bhagini?
Sure. Nataah nrityatu.
Nataah nrityanti.
Nataha.
Oh, correct. Sorry.
So the what is the question, what is the lot lat lakaraha for the sentence nataha nrityantu? So nrityantu is in lot lakaraha, so we change it into lat lakaraha nrityanti. That is still bahuvachanam, so it's nataha nrityanti. So the dancers are dancing.
Correct, Bhagini. I got confused. I got it.
No problem, Bhagini. Next, Ashmita Bhagini.
Bhagini. Bhagini.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Nataha. How do I remember if it is a masculine or feminine, or it doesn't matter?
Oh. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Nataha is male.
But this is
male dancer.
But this is plural form, correct?
Yes.
This is male, right? In case it was female, you would have had
Nartaki.
You
would say Nati.
Yeah.
Nati or Nartaki could also be right.
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay, so the Nataha is the male plural.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Yeah, and for that Nati female, if you had to go for plural, it would be Natyaha.
Oh,
very good, Bhagini.
Thanks.
So, would be Natyaha for Nati, it would be Natyaha, but here the Ekavachanam is Nataha, and it's a male dancer. It would be for female, it would be Nati, and it would be Natyaha Nrityanti. So, Nagendra Mahodaya, what would be the Latlakara form for Bhikshukaha Atantu?
Can you repeat the question, Bhagini?
What would be the latlakara form for bhikshukaha atantu?
It will be bhikshukaha atanti. Atanti.
Very, very good, Mahodaya. Lakshmi Bhagini, would you like to read the second sentence? I think we missed the second sentence. Would you?
Yeah, te vasantu.
So what is that?
Latlakara would be te vasanti.
Very good, Bhagini.
Let them reside. Yeah, let them reside is the meaning.
So
they reside. Yeah.
Joshua Bhagini, would you like to do Vaidyaha, the fourth sentence?
Vaidyaha Oshadam Yachantu, let the doctors give medicine. That's Lot Lakara. Lat Lakara would be Vaidyaha Oshadam Yachanti.
Very good, Bhagini. What is the difference, Bhagini, from lot lakaraha and lat lakaraha?
Lot lakaraha is order or request,
whereas lat lakara is a present, something that is happening now.
Very good, Pati. So next, the last sentence. Neena Bhagini, would you like to read and explain the last sentence?
Yeah, it's Mahilaha Abharanani Pashyantu, which is plural form for Lot Lakara, meaning let the women see the ornaments. The Lat Lakara form would be Mahilaha Abharanani Pashyanti, meaning in the present tense, the women are looking at the or seeing the ornaments.
Very good, Bhagini. Uttamam, Bhagini. So we will go forward. So here we have only the Mukhya Rupani, only the ones we have to remember. We do not have to remember that Ekavachanam and Bahuvachana Rupam for Lot Lakaraha in Uttama Purushaha. We just need to know Ekavachanam, Bahuvachanam, Ekavachanam, Bahuvachanam for Prathama Purushaha and Uttama Purushaha in Lat Lakaraha. So it would be in Lat Lakaraha. Ekavachanam in Prathama Purushaha would be Patati. And then the Bahuvachanam would be Patanti. Uttama Purushaha would be Patami. And Bahuvachana Rupam would be Patamaha. In Lot Lakaraha, Ekavachanam would be Patatu and Bahuvachanam would be Patantu. So this is all you have to remember. Do you all agree that this is correct?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. But you also saw Patani and Patama, right?
We don't, Patani and Patama, we don't have to remember. This is enough for now.
Okay, fine.
I think what you're saying is this is mostly the regular usage.
Yes, Bhagini. This is the most used.
Right.
So, Vayam Punasmaranam Kritavantaha. Prashnaha Astiva.
No.
Okay.
No.
Nimish Mahodaya, Prashnaha. What Vachanam is it in? What Lingam is it in?
This is masculine.
Prashnaha.
Prashnaha. Yeah.
Pullingam.
Pullinga, yeah.
Is it in Ekavachanam or Bahuvachanam?
This is Bahuvachanam.
Prashnaha is in Ekavachanam.
Ekavachanam.
So, Archana Bhagini, what would be the Bahuvachanam for Prashnaha?
Prashnaha Kantiva.
Very good, Bhagini. So, Nitin Mohodia, Astu is in what? Lakaraha?
Lot Lakaraha.
Very good, Mohodia. Shreya Bhagini? Shreya Bhagini, Gachamaha is in which Vachanam?
The Bahuvachanam.
Very good, Bhagini. Very good, Bhagini. Shravani Bhagini, what Purushaha is it in? Is it in Prathama Purushaha or Uttama Purushaha? Gachamaha, the word Gachamaha.
Prathamaha.
Gachamaha, Bhagini.
उत्तम पुरुष
उत्तम पुरुषम
वेरी गुड भगिनी सो नाउ Sainuya Bhagini, would you like to read all the three lines?
Vyam punaha vayam punaha smaranam krutavanaha
krutavantaha krutavantaha
krutavantaha prashnaha astiva असतु इदानीम् अस्तु इदानीम् अग्रे गच्छामः
वेरि गुड् भगिनि
भगिनि
यस् महोदय
अस्तु इदानीम् अग्रे गच्छामः मीनिङ्ग्
So I asked Prashnaha Astiva, so are there any questions? So people who had questions asked their questions, so when there's no questions.
Yes, I have a question now. I just noticed Krituvantaha, what tense and it is something to, I mean for doing basically. And, what tense and
we have done
what form
it's
of verb
kalaha
past
yes Vagini.
Past tense and this is for plural
yes Vagini.
Thank you
so it's vayam it's in bahuvachanam And it's an Uttama Purushaha. Vayam Krutavantaha.
Okay.
So Vayam is in Bahuvachanam. Krutavantaha is also in Bahuvachanam. That means we have done.
And what would it have been if it was Aham Punasmaranam?
Aham Punasmaranam Krutavati.
Krutavan.
Krutavan or Krutavati.
Okay.
Now we will astu idanim let it be astu means let it be idanim agre gachamah now we will go agre we will go forward
Bhagini can you translate punasmaranam smaranam please
punasmaranam is revelation
Okay, like smaranam mm-hmm. means memory or
revision, recollect.
Recollecting, okay. Thank you, Bhagini.
So, idanim is now, agre, ahead, gachamaha means go. So that means, asu idanim agre gachamaha means let it be, let us now go ahead. Okay, so does anybody still have any questions? Okay, so...
No.
We will do the homework.
Yes.
So I think everybody got the homework.
Yes.
So I will screen share again. For the homework. Okay, so this was the homework. So I put some sentences in the wrong form, and the homework was to fix them into the right form. So we will start with. Priya Bhagini, would you like to say the correct form of Balaah Patati?
It is Balaah Patanti.
Very good, Bhagini. So, why is it wrong, Bhagini? Why
can it also be Balaha Patati?
Yes, yes, Mahodaya. You can change Balaha or you can change Patati.
Yeah. Balaha is plural, so Patati is the singular form. So we have to change that into Prathama Purusha Bahuvachanam.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Radha Bhagini, would you like to do the next one? Could you say why it is wrong? Why Sita
Pibanti is Sita is singular, Pibanti is for plural, so the correct one will be Sita Pibati.
Very good, Bhagini. How else can we say it?
I didn't get it. I don't know how to say it.
Bhagini, how else can you say it? You can say Sita Pibati or you can say Sitaha Pibanti.
Okay. I got it.
Krishna Mahodaya. Very good, Bhagini. Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to say why Amba?
That's correct, I think, if I'm not wrong.
It's actually correct. Amba Pachati is right.
I thought you put a trick question there for us. Because Amba Pachati is correct.
Or Ambaha Pachati.
Yeah.
I guess that was supposed to be the correct one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't have to do anything there.
Okay, right. Yeah, you can do the next one.
She's not going to leave you anyway.
Oh, it's Rama Gayanti. The Gayanti is in Bhagavachanam. So we have to change it either the first one to Bhagavachanam or the second one to singular. So it will be either Ramaha Gayanti or Rama Gayati.
Very good, Mahodaya. Nandini Bhagini, would you like to do the next one? Pushpam Vikasanti.
Yes, Bhagini. Pushpam Vikasanti. Pushpani Vikasanti.
Or Pushpam Vikasati.
Or Pushpam Vikasati.
Very good, Bhagini. Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to do the next one?
Putraha, right? Putraha Gacchati or Putrani Gacchanti.
Putraha, Mahodaya.
Putraha. Oh, Putraha Gacchanti. Okay.
Brinda Bhagini, would you like to do Sevakaha Tishtati?
Yes, so it is Sevakaha Tishtati. Sevakaha Tishtati or Sevakaha Tishtati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Ashmita Bhagini, would you like to do Aham Hasamaha?
Aham Hasami.
Very good, Bhagini. Or you can say Vayam Hasamaha.
Vayam Hasamaha.
So next, Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Yes, Bhagini. If Bhikshukaha Atanti, which is wrong, because the Karta Padasya Vachanam should be the same as the Kriya Padasya Vachanam, so it should be Bhikshukaha Atanti. Or Bhikshukaha Atanti.
Very good, Bhagini. Did anybody do the challenge?
Can I say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Gayati.
Gayika, Geetam, Gayati. Gayati. Gayikaha, Geetani. Gayikaha, Geetani, Gayanti.
So you only have to change this or the Kriyapadam. This doesn't matter. It can be.
Geetani should be same.
Geetani can be same. It can be Geetam or Geetani.
Geetam. So Gayika, Geetam, Gayanti. Gayati.
Yeah. Yes, Bhagini.
Gaika, Geetani, Gayanti. That's up
to make it the same, you just have to change Gayanti into Gayati or
Gayika.
Keep Gayika or make it into Gayika.
Gayika.
I mean,
so it will be Gayikaha, Geetani, Gayanti.
Yes. Right. Or you can do Gayika Geetani Gayati.
Gayika Geetani Gayati.
Gayika Geetam Gayati also will be same, right? No?
Geetam Gayati is also same.
Gayika Geetam Gayati.
The Geet Gayanti and Gayikaha, those have to be in the same Vachanam, that's all. It has to be in Bahuvachanam or... Yeah, the Geetani is in a it's another type, but it doesn't change. It doesn't have to change to make it correct.
It's an object.
Yes, Bhagini.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions?
No.
Okay. So we will continue. Astu samichinam agre gachamah. So now we will do one of our main topics, kati. So kati, we use the word kati to ask how many. For example, if you went into a store and you wanted to know how many fruits there are, you would ask kati palani santi. How many fruits are there? So that means how many fruits are there? Or kati pustakani santi. How many books are there? So use kati to ask how many. Kati vrikshaha santi. How many trees are there? So now we will do kati in 4.5 in Abhyasa Pustakam on page 23. So here they have given an example. So Nagendra Mahodaya, would you like to read the Udaharanam, the ones in red after the title?
Kati. Udaharanam Drishtva Tadjashani Vakyani Likati.
Very good, Mahodaya. Vakyani is in which Vachanam?
It is plural, Bahuvachanam.
Very good, Mahodaya. And Likato, is it old? Lakaraha, is it in?
It's not Lakaraha.
Very good, Mahodaya. So, Udaharanam Drishtva Tadrishani Vakyani Likato means looking at the example, right? Sentences like that.
So now, the Likato is singular for Udaharanam.
Mahodaya, can you please repeat your question?
Yes, I knew to write, so it's...
Likatu is singular, so that is going with Udaharanam.
You. It is like you, Mahodaya.
You write.
You write. You.
Okay.
What does Tadrashani mean, Bhagini?
Write sentences like that. Like that. Tadrashani.
Like that. Oh, okay.
Vakyani is sentences. Udaharanam is example. So looking at the example, Drishtva, Tadrishani, make sentences like that. Tadrisha Vakyani Likatu.
Okay. Thank you, Bhagini.
So Jashu Bhagini, would you like to read the example?
Yes. The example is Pancha Suta Santi.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Pancha Sutaha Santi. Kati Sutaha Santi.
Very good, Bhagini. Mahodaya, can you ask your question?
Udaharanam Drishtva. It is written Tahashami, right? Tadrishami. Da. It is not da.
Tadru. It's Tadrishani. It's R.
Tadru.
It's
meaning same sentence.
It's Id plus R. It looks like Id. like two das, but it's id plus r, tadr.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, it looks like ha to me. Okay, now I got it. Thank you, Bhagini. Thank you.
So they look similar.
Similar. There's drushtva before that, right? That dru is also just like this one.
Oh, that's why dru, yeah. Drushtva. Drushtva, tadru.
Tadrushani.
Tadrushani, okay. So, Jashu Bhagini read the example. Pancha syutaha santi. Kati syutaha santi. Syutaha. Those are bags. So here we have to look at the picture. Count how many are there. They have given the words. So one we have to write. So here, pancha. So we learned sankhyaha. So there are five bags. So we say pancha syutaha. So we don't use kati for one. We use kati for two and plus. Two and more.
Okay.
So pancha syutaha santi. So it's in bahuvachanam. So we say santi, not asti. Here on the bottom, there's vishesha suchanam. Kati asti is not correct because we don't use it for one. We use it for more than one. We know if it's one, so we ask it for more than one. So we ask kati santi. So that is the question we're going to ask for now. So, Nina Bhagini, would you like to ask the question? So in the second one, the bottom line is to ask the question. So would you like to do that?
Yeah. Kati phalani santi.
Very good. Very good, Bhagini. Kati phalani santi. Bhagini, would you like to read the reply?
Yeah. Shat phalani santi.
Very good, Bhagini. Nimish Mahodaya, would you like to do this, how Bhagini did Kati Santi for the third one? Or Nitin Mahodaya, would you like to do?
Can I do?
Archana Bhagini, sure.
Chitra.
Oh, Chitra Bhagini.
Yeah. The third one is Kati Parnani Santi. Answer will be Ashta Parnani Santi.
Very good, Bhagini. Nitin Mohodya, would you like to do the fourth one?
Yes. Kati Vatayanani Santi.
Vatayanani.
Yeah. Kati Vatayanani Santi. Shat Vatayanani Santi.
Very good, Mohodya. Priya Bhagini, would you like to do the fifth one?
Kati Ankanyaha Santi. Sapta Ankanyaha Santi.
Very good, Bhagini. So here we have to count how many there are.
Count it.
Samichinam, Bhagini. Shravani Bhagini, would you like to do the last one?
Yes. Yes, Manna.
Yes. Kati Pancha Kanchikaha
Kunchikaha
Santi.
Kati?
Kati. Kunchikaha Santi.
Very good, Bhagini. Pancha Kunchikaha Santi. Kati Kunchikaha Santi. Pancha Kunchikaha Santi. Uttamam, Bhagini. So, does anybody have any questions right now on Kati?
No.
Okay, so now we will move on in Kati. So Archana Bhagini, would you like to read the first sentence?
Nagare desha devalayaha santi.
Dasha, sorry.
Yeah, in this city there are 10 devalayas, temples.
Very good, Bhagini. Would you like to ask the question with Kati?
Nagare kati devalayaha santi.
Very good, Bhagini. What you do, you just take out the number, you add kati, nagare kati devalayaha santi. So you just, you don't have the number when you ask.
Bhagini, does it matter where you put the kati? Like, can you ask kati nagare devalayaha santi? Does that change the meaning?
It doesn't, but right now we will put it in one place.
Okay, that's fine.
Nagendra Mahodaya, would you like to read and say the meaning, try to say the meaning of the second sentence and ask a question with Kati?
Tatra vimshati kadali palani santi. Tatra kati kadali palani santi.
Very good, Mahodaya. So, tatra vimshatihi kadali palani santi. Over there are 20
bananas.
There are 20 bananas over there. So, vidyalaye. So, next, Brinda Bhagini, would you like to read the third sentence?
Vidyalaye shatam chatraha santi. Vidyalaye kati chatraha santi.
So what does that mean, Bhagini?
How many students are there in the school? There are 100 students in the school.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Radha Bhagini, would you like to do the fourth one?
Yeah. What is the meaning of prakroshta?
Prakoshtaha. Prakoshtaha. Prakoshta means room.
Oh. Grihe pancha prakoshtaha santi. Grihe kati prakoshtaha santi. There are five rooms in the house. How many rooms are there in the house?
Uttamam Bhagini. So next, Radha Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Yeah, I just did it. You want me to repeat again?
Oh, sorry, Bhagini. Krishna Mahodaya.
Okay. Mukhe dva trimshata dantaha santi. Mukhe kati dantaha santi. In the mouth, there are 32 teeth. How many teeth are there in the mouth?
Very good, Mahodaya. Nandini Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Vrukshe pancha dasha phalani santi. So, vrukshe tati phalani santi. Vrukshe pancha dasha phalani santi. Meaning there are 15 fruits.
There are 15, yes, Bhagini. Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to do the next one?
Rugnalaye. Shodasa Rugnaha Santi.
16 hospitals. Shodasa 16 hospitals.
So in the hospital, there are
16 patients in the hospital.
Next, Brinda Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Tasyaha Samipe Chatvaru. चत्वारिंशत् शाटिकाः सन्ति.
सोरि, दैट्स् अ टैपो. इट्स् चत्वारिंशत्. चत्वारिंशत्, नाट् चत्वारिंशत्, चत्वारिंशत्.
तस्याः समीपे कति शाटिकाः सन्ति? How many trees are...
Bhagini, I will explain the meaning. For this one, it is a hard one. It's like bhavataha samipe pustakam asti. Do you have a book? Samipe is like, do you have something? So this is another place. Tasyaha samipe. She has 40 saris.
Bhagini, I have a question. So samipe has two meanings. Samipe is near, and in the context it also means has, is it?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay.
So like, bhavataha samipe pustakam asti va, do you have a book? That means, do you have a book? Samipe. So, samipe there is near. Here it is, do you have something?
It's like with you or with her, something like that.
Right? Yes, there are two meanings.
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini?
Does tasyaha mean she has?
No, tasyaha is in the sixth vibhakti, shashti vibhakti, hers.
Hers. And tasya means her.
Hers.
Hers. Tasya is his, tasyaha is hers. So, next, Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Yes, Bhagini. Bhagavad-gītāyāṁ aṣṭādaśa adhyāyāḥ santi.
Very good, Bhagini. So, Bhagavad-gītāyāṁ, what does it mean, Bhagini?
Sure. Bhagavad-gītā has 18 chapters.
Very good, Bhagini. Can you use kati in it?
Sure, Bhagini. Bhagavad Gitayam kati adhyayah santi.
Very good, Bhagini. Uttamam, Bhagini. Nagendra Mohati, would you like... Yes, Bhagini.
The previous one, tasyaha samipe, I think literal translation, if we do, it would be something like, in her vicinity, there are 40 saris.
Yes, Bhagini. We will see that in a moment. Lakshmi Bhagini, would you like to do the last one?
Sure. Aranye navadasya gajam santi.
Gajaha santi.
Yeah, gajaha santi. So, in the forest, there are 90 elephants are there. So, aranye, kati, gajaha, santi. So, how many elephants are there in the forest?
Very good, Bhagini. So, next, I haven't put the meanings here, but here are the meanings. And for this one, tasyaha samipe, the literal translation is, there are 40 saris near her. But this is how we ask in, do you have a book? This is how we ask in Sanskrit, bhavataha samipe pustakam astiva, or bhavatyaha samipe pustakam astiva. So this is how we ask in Sanskrit.
Bhagini, just a minute. sorry. Bhagini, I just remembered. We do it like word for word translation in Hindi or any, probably any other Indian language also, it would be uske paas kitni saadiyan hai.
Yes, unke paas hai, uske paas hai.
Yeah.
So I have the book. Mama samipe pustakam asti.
Mere paas. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, Bhagini. So here, these are all the meanings. I think, except for the tasyaha samipe, everybody got all the meanings correctly without even looking. Are there any questions on Kati?
No.
No.
Okay.
I have one question. So we are asking how many are there. So this is all only for Lat Lakara. Kati is only for Lat Lakara.
No, Bhagini, for now we were just doing this. But later on we'll see how to do it for other Lakaras.
Okay, then.
So, Shreya, Bhagini, would you like to read this?
Yes, Bhagini. Kati Santi Iti Vishayaha Krutaha Prashnaha Astiva Astu Ida Nima Agre Gachamaha.
Very good. So, Ida Nima Agre Gachamaha. Uttamam Bhagini. So, are there any questions?
No.
Okay. So, to our second main topic. Kutra.
There is one question.
Yes, Bhagini.
Sorry. Here we come across iti again. In this context, what does iti mean?
Kati santi.
This. Iti vishaya.
Iti means
iti, this thing. This.
Okay.
This subject is done.
This subject is done. Very good, Bhagini.
Thank you.
This or now okay, also so will be now. This also will be used iti only. If you are using now.
No. Now is like idani. Now.
Idani. Okay.
So krutaha. Now we will go on idani magre kachama. Yes, Bhagini.
Krutaha means done. Yeah. Krutaha.
Yes, we have just done krutavantaha, krutaha. They are the same.
Okay.
Okay. So
how many meanings does iti have?
Many, Bhagini, you just have to, if you know the meaning of the other words, you can just make out what iti means.
It's context based.
Oh.
Yes, Bhagini. Okay, so next we will go on. So, kutra is our second main topic. So, it is called Saptami Bhakti. So far we have learned Pratama Bhakti, Shashti Bhakti, now we have Saptami Bhakti. So I'm just going to ask a question. Kutra Asti, it's like, where is it in the Abhyasa Puskam? It's in 4.2. You ask it for where. Where is it in Abhyasa Puskam? It is in 5.1 and 5.2. But before that, okay, first we will do this. Okay, so 5.1 and 5.2. So here, kutra means locative-wise, like where. So where, it is in 5.1 and 5.2 of Abhyasa Pustakam. So kutra, so now we will just see an example. So here, okay, so Ashmita Bhagini, would you like to read this?
Chashakaha
asti. Chashakaha asti.
Kutra chashakaha asti.
No, just chashakaha asti. We don't have kutra here. We have chashakaha asti. So next.
She's reading the book.
Hastaha asti.
Okay.
So,
This is locative wise. Chashakaha haste asti.
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 So,
in the hand.
Chashakaha asti. We have a cup. Cup is there. Hand is there. Hastaha asti. Chashakaha haste asti. The cup is in the hand. Haste, that is the locative wise. That is saptami vibhakti. Hastaha haste. You can say haste chashakaha asti. Or chashakaha haste asti. So chashakaha asti. Hastaha asti.
Hastaha.
Chashakaha haste asti.
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 Kutra asti.
Chashakaha kutra asti.
You can also ask chashakaha kutra asti. Chashakaha haste asti.
Asti.
So we will go back. Okay, so it so we have it in 5.1 and 5.2 in Abhyasa Pustakam, pages 24 and 25. Okay, so Nagendra Mahodaya, so here, would you like to read the red instructions?
अत्र प्रश्नस्य एकम् उत्तरं लिखितम् अस्ति आवर्णे विद्यमानस्य पदस्य
साहाय्येन
पुनः त्रीणि उत्तराणि लिखतु.
ओके, सो हियर् वट् दे आर् आस्किङ्ग् इस् देर् इस् वन् आन्सर् इस् इन् द एक्साम्पल् वन् आन्सर् इस् रिटन् फोर् द क्वश्चन. Write three more answers.
Mm-hmm.
So they have given in parentheses what we have to put in Saptami Vibhakti. So first we'll discuss how we have to put it in Saptami Vibhakti. So we will go back. We had Hastaha. We had Hastaha. It had Visargaha at the end. But when we turn it into Saptami Vibhakti, we don't have Visargaha for Hastaha. The Visargaha becomes into a Ekaram. Haste. Haste. So Hastaha. Haste. So Syutaha. In Abhyasa Pustakam, we have Syutaha.
Syute.
Visargaha becomes ekaram syute. There is no other change for pullingam.
But what does ekaram mean?
Syute. A, like A.
You have to add A.
Hast.
Oh, A, okay.
You add A.
Okay. Syute. Syutaka, syute.
It's the swaram.
Grantalayaha,
grantalayaha. So hastaha, it becomes the ekaram haste.
Okay.
Hastaha, haste. Okay, so now we will do the exercise in Abhyasa Pustakam. Lakshmi Bhagini, would you like to do the read the example and do the first one, grantalayaha?
Putra pustakam aste. Stute pustakam aste. Grandhalaye pustakam aste. Kutra grandhalayam aste. Grandhalaye pustakam aste.
Very good.
Grandhalaye.
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 Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
Shouldn't it be Granthalaya Pustakam Asti?
Or Pustakam Granthalaya Asti should also be okay, no?
Yeah.
No, it's not Asti, right? It's Asti.
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 Asti. The book is there. The book is in the house.
Yes,
bookstore,
Granthalaya.
Bookstore, yes.
Krishnamurti, would you like to do the second one?
Yep. Kutra pustakam asti, apani pustakam asti.
Very good, Mahodaya.
What is apani?
Apani.
Apana. What is apana?
Shop.
Shop, okay.
It's just a shop. Not a bookshop, just a shop.
Just shop.
Nandini Bhagini, would you like to do the last one?
Yes, Bhagini. Okay. So, kutra hastaha asti.
No, kutra pustakam asti. That is the question. We're saying different answers for the same question, Bhagini.
Ah, okay. So, haste, haste here? Pustakam asti.
Haste pustakam
asti. Haste pustakam asti.
Very asti.
Good. Not haste.
Samichinam Bhagini. So, does anybody have any questions on the first exercise?
I do. This is Meena. So, yes, the Bhagini. Kutra has nothing to do with the form or gender or anything. It's always Kutra, is it?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay, thank you.
And we, I have a question here. This Chitra here. This Kutra Pustakam Asti can also be Pustakam Kutra Asti.
Right? Yes, Bhagini.
And so answer also could be Pustakam Granthalaya Asti.
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, next.
Sanskrit is very flexible. You can put anything in there.
Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to read the next question, the example, and do one?
Okay. Kutra balakaha asti. Gruhe balakaha asti.
So gruham, here is this gruham, this napumsakalingam, gruham. So here the makaram becomes ekaram. So gruhe.
Actually, Bhagini, this is Meena. I was about to ask, the pustakam is also napunsakalingam, right?
Yes, Bhagini.
So it's both pullingam as well as napunsakalingam has the A karam.
Yes, A karam. In the Saptami Bhakti, both of them have A karam.
Yeah, okay.
So next, Ashmita Bhagini, would you like to do the nagaram into... complete the sentence by turning nagaram into saptami vibhakti.
Nagare balakah asti.
Very good, Bhagini. Nagare balakah asti. Or balakah nagare asti. Next, Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Kutra balakah asti. Chitra mandire balakah asti.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Nagendar Mahodaya, would you like to do the last one in that?
Kutra balakah asti.
Upahara graham is restaurant. So we already know graham. We know it's grihe. So upahara graham, upahara grihe.
Upahara grihe.
So does anybody have any questions for Pullingam and Napumsakalingam in Saptami Vibhakti?
How we will do for Nagaram? Nagare?
Nagare.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nagaram, Nagare. So, Gruham, Gruhe. Nagaram, Nagare. Chitramandiram, Chitramandire. Upahara Gruham, Upahara Gruhe.
Okay.
So next we will do Akaranta Strilingam. Akaranta Strilingam.
Bhagini, what is Chitramandiram?
Chitramandiram is picture, photo shoot.
Okay.
Movie.
theater or
theater.
Movie theater.
So next, Lakshmi Bhagini, would you like to read the top, the question and the udaharanam?
Kutra panchalika asti.
Panchalika.
Panchalika. Kutra panchalika asti. Utpitikaya panchalika asti.
Panchalika is doll.
Yeah. Kapatika. Kutra kapatika asti.
No.
Kutra panchalika asti.
Panchalika asti. Panchalikayam.
Kapatikayam panchalika asti.
So here we're adding yam. So please do not mix up Bahuvachanam, Shashti or Saptami. Here, just remember it's Kapatika Yam. Yam. We're adding Yam to the word. Kapatika Yam. Kapatika, Kapatika Yam. Utpitika, Utpitika Yam. Panchalika.
Panchalika will remain Panchalika.
So next, Jashu Bhagini, would you like to do Petika?
Kutra Panchalika Asti. Petika Yam Panchalika Asti.
Very good, Bhagini. Nina Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Yeah, Nidhalika Yam Panchalika Asti.
Very good, Bhagini. So does anybody have any questions on Pullingam, Napumsakalingam or Akaranta Strilingam?
This is Nina, sorry, I little confusing. I think it's because of the way the examples were given, right? So if you look at the first set of examples, the object was neutral, but the seventh vibhakti is only applicable to the actual, the location aspect of it, and so the location was given in masculine form, right? And then the second example, the object is in masculine form, but the location is in neutral. So, is this on purpose or is this how it is? Like, can there also be a situation where the object is masculine and then the location is also masculine? Right?
Yeah, the example she showed is the one was both in masculine.
The ones in the parentheses, those are location. Those are the location.
Right. No, I got that. So, like, instead of Kutra Pustakam Asti, in the first example where the location is masculine, can the object be masculine? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes,
Kutra Balaka Asti.
Yes. Kutra Balaka Asti. Balakah grihe asti.
No, one second.
The example that she showed, right? The example she showed is what Shashakaha Astaha Asti. Aste Asti. Both are in masculine, right? Shashakaha and Astaha.
Okay. Let me switch. Can you please? Thank you. That answers my question.
So it was both in masculine. Yeah. It could be anyway. Here it was in both the forms, so we got them.
Yeah, the example was, I thought it maybe done on purpose, but it's not. Okay.
No. Okay, so any other questions?
Can you say the meaning for Kapatika and Nidhanika again, please?
Kapatika,
cupboard, right?
Kapatika cupboard. Is cupboard. And Nidhanika is wardrobe,
yeah.
So Nidhanika, I think, is wardrobe.
Okay, next. Thank you, Bhagini.
Nina Bhagini, would you like to do the Ikaranta Strilingam?
Yeah.
So, Kashi, you do a Kashyam.
Right.
So here, Kashyam. So Kashi, Kashyam.
Kutra Mandiram Asti, Kashyam Mandiram Asti. Similarly, Ujjayinyam Mandiram Asti.
Very good, Bhagini.
Nimish Mahodaya, would you like to do the next one? Okay, Nitin Mahodaya, would you like to do the next one?
Yes. Yes.
What one?
Puri, the one with Puri.
Kutra Jagannath Mandiram.
Very good, Mahodaya. Pur.
Puri Jagannath Mandiram. Puri is Srilinga, right?
Yeah, so Puriyam.
Yeah. And Petika was also Srilingam?
Petika, Petika, Yam.
But yeah, both are Srilingam, right?
Yes, Petika is Akaranta Srilingam. Puri is Ikaranta Srilingam.
Okay.
So Puriyam Jagannatha Mandiram Asti.
Mandiram Asti.
Dhanyavad.
Shreya Bhagini, would you like to do Kanya Kumari, that one?
Yes. Kutra Mandiram Asti. Kanyakumarya Mandiram Asti.
Very good, Bhagini. So Kanyakumaryam Mandiram Asti. Okay, so these are the same that we did here, but we can also use it for Kutra. We say Nagare, Devalaye, Grihe, those are all in Saptami. Bhagavad Gita Yam. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita Yam. Aranyam Aranye. Nagaram Nagare. Vidyalayam Vidyalaye. Graham Grihe. Mukham Mukhe.
Vriksham
Vrikshe. Vriksha Vrikshe.
Rugnalayam
Rugnalaye. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Yam. Aranyam Aranye. So these things you can also use in Kutra or Kati. Okay, so these are like how to do it. So here, Archana Bhagini, would you like to explain this slide? Like, read the first paragraph, the first three.
Vriksha plus aha is vrikshaha. So, with the saptami vibhakti, we instead of the aha, we say a and we make it vrikshe.
Very good.
Same thing is for margaha. Margaha, the root word is marg, and we add aha to make it margaha, that is road. And when we want to say on the road, that is Saptami Vibhakti, then we take the root marg and add A and make it marge.
Very good, Bhagini. And the last one.
Same thing for Vidyalaya. Yeah, Vidyalaya school. So typically the root is Vidyalaya. And we add aha to make it the first person noun. when we say in the school or on the school, then we add A to the root and it becomes Vidyalaye.
Vidyalaye. Very good, Bhagini. So, not in and not on in this case?
Yeah, in the school.
It's always in. But Margaha on the road.
Otherwise, it could be on top of.
So, can we say Akaranta words are made into Saptami Vibhakti by adding A? Is that the rule? Mm-hmm.
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay, correct. Thank you.
So we will see that these are just examples. In the next slide, we will see at the actual rules. Like explained rules. So, Shreya Bhagini, would you like to read the next three?
Yes. Shala. Shala plus yam equals shalayam. Gita. Gita plus yam equals Gitayam. Sankhya. Sankhya plus yam equals Sankhyayam.
Very good, Bhagini. Uttamam, Bhagini. So it is still located. So it is, this is Shala, Gita, Sankhya. It's all Akaranta, Dirga, Akaranta, Strilinga. It is Saptam Bhakti is made for locative place. Shalayam, Gitayam.
Bhagini, this is Meena. So my question is then, why is this applicable to Kati also? Kati is not locative, right? It's more like a count. Why is it applicable?
No, not Kati, Kutra.
No, that sentence is.
Kutra, this is for Kutra.
This is for Kutra, mm-hmm. Where?
Okay.
No. When you are showing those sentences, right? The sentences are...
Okay, yeah, Bhagini, yeah. So...
The sentences here are they, both of them.
Here, they have Dasha. Kati Dasha.
Yeah.
So, Nagare is Saptami Vibhakti. Nagare, Dasha, Devalayaha Sante. Nagare is the...
So, we can say Kutra.
Ask.
Okay. Yeah, so here what you're saying is this is just an example that represents both Kutra as well as Kati, but yes. The seventh Vibhakti is still only applicable to Kutra.
Yes.
Okay.
So Nagare, Kutra Dasha Devalayaha Santi, Nagare Dasha Devalayaha Santi. But for Kati, we say Nagare Kati Devalayaha Santi, Nagare Dasha Devalayaha Santi. So it's both.
Can you also say Kutra Kati Devalayaha Santi?
Yes, Kutra Kati Devalayaha Santi.
With ultimate. Okay, thank you.
Can I do the next one, Chitra?
Yes, Bhagini.
Yeah, this is Ikaranta Sri Linga. So, Nad plus E, Nadi. In the Saptami Vibhakti, it becomes Nad plus Yam, Nadyam. So, same way, Lekhan plus E, Lekhani, becomes Lekhanyam. And Bhavati becomes Bhavatyam.
Very good, Bhagini. So, next... Yes, Bhagini?
Can Shravani do it? The next?
Yes, Shravani, Bhagini, you can do the last two.
Vane.
Vanam, vane.
Nagaram, nagare.
Very good, Bhagini. So, here are the rules. So, Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to read the rules for Pullingam? The rules for Pullingam?
Yeah. So, Aha, Akarantaha, Pullingaha, Shabdaha. Replace Aha with A, R, remove Visargaha and change R to A. Marga plus Aha, Margaha. It becomes Marga plus A, Marge. Vidyalaya, Vidyalay. Plus aha vidyalaya, so vidyalaya plus ye vidyalaya.
Very good, Mahodaya. So next, Akaranta Strilingam. Nandini Bhagini, would you like to do Akaranta Strilingam? Just read the rule.
Yes, Bhagini. You mean on the right side?
Akaranta.
Yes, Bhagini. On the right side, here we just had the, we just showed how it changed. Here we have written the rule.
Yes. Akaranta Strilinga Shabdaha. Add yam. Just add am. Yam.
Yam. Just add yam.
Yam.
So sankhya, sankhya, yam. Sankhya, sankhya, yam. Sankhya, gipikam, sankhya, yam. Gita, gita plus yam, gita, yam. Here there's a typo. I have written gita and then gita, yam.
Gita,
yam.
Sorry, I will correct it before I send it.
To the right. The Guninta should be to the right. Geetayam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Geetayam. It should be Deerga.
No, Geeta. No,
Deerga.
Yes. So, Srinivasan.
Shala meaning, ma'am. Bhagini?
School.
Atta Shala.
Mahodaya, Srinivasa Mahodaya, would you like to read the Ikaranta Strilinga Shabdaha? The rule
yeah.
for it?
Ikaranta Strilinga Shabdaha. Replace E with Yam. Remove E and add Yam. Example, Bhavati, Bhavatyam. Lekha, Lekhani, Lekha, Lekhanyam.
Yeah.
Very good, Mahodaya.
Nadyam.
Very good, Mahodaya. Next for Napumsakalingam. Akaranta Napumsakalingam. Nimish Mahodaya?
Yeah. Earlier I couldn't. Okay. Yeah.
Akaranta Napumsakalinga Shabdaha.
Yeah, Akaranta Napumsakalinga Shabdaha. Replace the end ma with a.
E.
Like
Vanam Vane.
Vane. Nagara. Nagare.
Nagaram Nagare.
Nagaram Nagare.
Vere. Pustakam.
Pustakam. Pustake.
Pustake. Mandiram.
Mandire.
Very good.
Mandire.
So, is everybody comfortable with this?
Yes.
So, we will do a small exercise for the last minutes. So
they need a vriksha vrikshe.
Okay.
So Shravani Bhagini, would you like to read this?
Nidaha vrikshaha. Nidaha
Vraksha Rukshe Asti. Very good, Bhagini. So Nidaha is
nest.
Vrikshaha is tree. So the nest is in the tree.
In the tree or on the tree. Yeah.
So, Nidaha Kutra Asti, Nidaha Vrikshe
Asti.
Very good. Okay, so. Nidaha
Asti.
Kagaha Nide Vasanti. Kagaha Kutra Vasanti.
Okay, Kagaha Nide
Kutra Vasanti.
So,
Kagaha Kutra Vasanti.
Chitra Bhagini, is khagaha in bahuvachanam or
khagaha is bahuvachanam. Khagaha is bahuvachanam, so that's why we are saying vasanti. So khagaha kutra vasanti, khagaha nide vasanti.
Very good, Bhagini. So here, khagaha, we can, looking at the picture, just for revision what we did today, khagaha, there are five birds. So pancha khagaha nide vasanti.
Vasanti.
Kati khagaha nide vasanti?
Pancha khagaha nide vasanti.
Pancha khagaha nide.
Very good.
Kagambaru, Bhagini.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Plural for Nidaha.
Nidaha, Nidaha.
Nidaha.
Kagaha, Kagaha, the same Nidaha, Nidaha.
Very good, Bhagini. So we will end, we will do one more.
Kadi Kagaha, Putra
Vasani.
Nidaha, Jalamasa, Tarati.
Nidaha?
Okay, so Brinda, Bhagini, would you like to read this?
मीनः जलं मीनः जले तरति मीनः कुत्र तरति मीनः जले तरति
सो वी विल डू जस्ट दिस वन
बगिनी व्हाट इज तरति
तरति स्विम्स
ओके
Okay, so next, Lekhani, Upitika,
Upitika,
Yam.
Lekhani, Kutra Asti, Lekhani, Upitika,
Yam.
Asti.
So now we will end class with the Shanti Mantra. Three times. So,
सर्वे सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु
मागभवे
शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
ॐ सर्वे
भवे भवन्तु सुखिनः
सर्वे
सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः
सर्वे
भद्राणि पश्यन्तु
सर्वे
भवतु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः
सर्वे
पत्राणि पश्यन्तु
भवो
गुरुभ्यो नमः
हरिः
ओम्